Introducing the greatest animated series you've never seen, Lightning Dogs. These canine commandos are lost on a post-apocalyptic Earth and battling the forces of the evil Glampire. It's a tribute to the cartoons and sci-fi of the 80s and 90s, and Nerdy Show is hell-bent on bringing it to life.
Blocks sold separately.
Join us as we document our quest from the moment lightning struck to every world-building session and beyond, and make our crazy dream a reality. Roll with the pack at lightningdogs.com.
You are listening to Nerdy FM on the Nerdy Show Network, hosted by yours truly, Mark with a C. Stemmage with Sorb Oiram Reapus. Yes, I think I might have done it right, but there's no right way to say it. See, what Stemmage did was made an EP called Retrogression Volume 1, took some of my favorite and your favorite video game music and played it backwards, note for note. That was, of course, the theme to Super Mario Brothers, and it's backwards! And this whole thing feels kind of backwards. This is the first episode of Nerdy FM as a podcast. If you've never joined us before, Nerdy FM was a 24/7 online radio station devoted to playing nerdy music. And we were around for, gosh, a good number of years. I probably should have looked it up before I started talking here, but I didn't. And that's kind of how Nerdy FM started. We had the idea, we went, okay, put it on the air, and then we figured it out as we went. And eventually the tides turned to where, well, it wasn't so easy to do an internet radio station anymore, and the upkeep was far more work than any of us had time or energy for. But we have a mission statement, and that's take all the nerdy genres and put them under one roof. There's a lot of nerdy music in the world. But you know, it's all pigeonholed. It's VGM, it's chiptunes, it's wizard rock, it's nerdcore, it's geek rock, it's novelty music, it's dementia, etc. ad infinitum, on into the glory. And friends, we're sick of that. We all have our nerdy passions. Let's put the nerdy music under one roof, and we're gonna play the best of what we can get the freaking rights to. Stemmage, who kicked off the show. Now, you're not a stranger to Stemmage if you're a listener of the fine Nerdy Show programming, of course. Stemmage is also from Arm Cannon and does the name Danimal Cannon, right? That name rings a bell. Great. We're on the same page. What are we going to do for this episode? Well, since we went off the air a couple of months ago, there was a period of time before that where we kinda knew it was coming, and we weren't adding nearly as much new music to the station as we usually did. That didn't mean that there wasn't great new geeky music to share with you. So what this first episode's gonna be is just us doing a little bit of catch-up. Some, not even close to all, but just a little bit, a hint of what we missed while we were away and while we were winding down the radio station. So, we're not going to be, you know, getting so into the classic stuff this time, though. Let me tell you, we do have plans for that in coming episodes. We are not going to forget the rich history of nerdy music, and boy, is it a rich history. And man, someone needs to get started on writing that ebook, don't they? First thing I'm going to play you right now is a track from Mary Amber. That's M-E-R-I, Amber. Mary Amber sings all over Australia. If there's a con in Australia, Mary Amber is there singing. Whether they let her in the building or not, sometimes she'll just stand right outside and busk. That's how she does things. But she put out this really cool release called Origin Story, where it's got a lot of great new music, and she put some of her favorite and probably most personally relevant older material all together. So you can get to know Mary Amber at maryamber.com in one neat little package. Now, since we received Origin Story, she's actually released a whole new thing all about Grimm's fairy tales. We don't even have that yet, but I do want to play you at least one tune from Origin Story. Here's Mary Amber with a track that I'm pretty sure at some point we've all been able to relate to. This is Beat the Game.
Oh, oh, oh. Xbox Live said, writing notes up, I said, time for Candy Crush, Live said, the test is next week, I said, I'll hack into your grade sheet, no way. Superpowers, turbo jets, plants and zombies, Grand Theft, I'm filling up these stadiums, and Bowser is punching way above his weight with Peach. No way!
A rooftop deck, however lofty, a goal to keep assholes' eyes off me. I know it's in me to get atop it, 10 flights up, eating milk chocolate filled with Belgian pralines.
A rooftop deck,
champagne canteens.
A rooftop deck, a rooftop deck.
Suitcase, I got you two tanks and toothpaste, so well fueled that I blew through 2 states. Cruise ship captain like temperament, hit the rest stop, grip the bag of Swiss peppermint. Swiss. Take a load off activewear, so soft air supply emanates through the gold claw.
Burl, 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 burl.
Oops.
The Errol Flynn of finding hidden heroin, whether it's located in Afghanistan or Maryland, tearing up Cousin Carolyn, seek efficiency, seek out illicit substances judiciously. Tiptoeing to Cape Canaveral with it, seemingly straight-laced, but I'm snatching rivets. Still sacrilegious, just smoother with it. Roadside souvenir shops won't exhibit my erotic hermit shell crab photos. I tell them to get fucked and purchase some no-dos.
A rooftop deck, however lofty, a goal to keep assholes eyes off me. I know it's in me to get atop it, 10 flights up, eating milk chocolate filled with Belgian pralines.
A rooftop deck, a rooftop deck,
champagne canteen.
A rooftop deck, a rooftop deck.
Body wheels and shandy caps in the room at the top with the camera snaps. Glamour shots, glad I'm not ground level. Scoundrels, devils, face disheveled. Beneath my station, they rattle. Taste my witchcraft, Hansel, Gretel. Knock off name brand wristwatch pedal.
Rooftop, top, top, pedal. The rooftop deck, it is within me to look down on. Beneath me, chimneys, the only thing to scope my scene.
A rooftop deck, a rooftop deck.
All birds in flight machine.
A rooftop deck, a rooftop
deck. A rooftop deck. However lofty, a goal to keep assholes eyes off me. I know it's in me to get atop it, 10 flights up, eating milk chocolate filled with Belgian pralines.
A rooftop deck, a rooftop deck,
champagne canteen.
A rooftop deck, a rooftop deck.
New stuff from Miss Paintbrush, that's MRS Paintbrush. You can check out that new EP, Body Wheels, at mrspaintbrush.bandcamp.com. The song is Rooftop Deck. Jackson from Grand Buffet leading the pack there. Grand Buffet was sort of an alternative hip-hop group that, I guess in a way, got grandfathered into the nerdy music scene. A lot of people just called them nerdcore, and I don't have anything concrete to hand you and go, here's precisely an interview where you can go and look at that controversial thing. But I believe that the group was like, well, we're not actually that thing, but we don't really care. Like, you know, we're happy you're listening. And that's certainly my attitude towards things. I don't care who listens, call it what you want. But for that reason, they got kind of grandfathered into being nerdcore hip hop. And then, oddly, all of the branches off of nearly any group that was in nerd music kind of gets grandfathered into nerdy music whether they want to be or not. It's kind of odd how that happened. For example, me. Now listen, I'm not going to go on and on about myself here right now. Later, maybe, but right now, no. I've been making records under the name Marco the C for about 18 years, and for the first, I don't know, 8 or so of those, I was just making them for anybody who'd listen. And in 2008, I played the Nerdapalooza Festival, and there were all these people there who knew my songs, and they were singing it, and they were basically going, hey, one of us. And I went, okay, great. Do I have to change anything? And they said, no. I said, do I have to start writing more songs about video games? And they said, no. I said, so I stay exactly as I am, and I'm just here in nerdy music? And they said, yes. And I went, great. And that's pretty much how I think a lot of groups ended up in nerdy music. But I'm also seeing, if you take, for example, a recent Facebook post that Professor Shy Guy made, he was saying, listen, I don't really want to only be nerdy music. It's a nice jumping off point, and it's a good backbone, but while I'll always be a nerd at heart, why am I, and why are all of you pigeonholing yourself? Nerdy music's a place where you can kind of reside, but you can also spread to other genres. There's plenty of groups now using elements of chip in their stuff, listen to any hip hop record. You're gonna hear plenty of nerdy references, but those artists themselves might not necessarily consider themselves nerdcore. As a matter of fact, they might be just flat out pissed if you call them as such, but it's kind of this eternal struggle. It's a genre that it doesn't seem like very many people strive for, and those that do strive eventually go, look, can you stop looking at me as that thing? But fans will continue to search out nerdy music. That's why we exist. It's a weird conundrum. It's odd to have a genre that people are so push-pull with whether they are not that thing. Yet I don't see a lot of people going, you're a nerdy music poser. Remember that? Like, say you were a ska kid growing up, or a scene kid, you'd say, oh, well, they just heard such and such song. They're just a poser. And it's like, the nerd music fans just think, hey, you're listening to the same thing I am. Cool. Come aboard. It's weird. There's a lot of backbiting in the scene, like, well, any scene. But I'll tell you, with many of the scenes that have sort of claimed me over various years, be it indie rock, indie folk, lo-fi movement, there's far less, believe it or not, far less backbiting in this one than I've ever dealt with in the others. Though that might be because this one is a little bit smaller. Moving right along, are you familiar with Ali Goertz? I hope you are. A-L-L-I-E-G-O-E-R-T-Z. Ali Goertz. Well, let me tell you, first she made a really great comedy folk record under the name Cosby Sweater. Then she changed that name for, I guess, reasons that probably aren't much fun for anybody to explain or think about. She went by her own name, Ali Goertz. She made a cool EP called Sad Dance Songs, all about Rick and Morty. She also was the research person for At Midnight. I mean, who didn't see At Midnight and Hashtag Wars? Well, that was Ali Goertz behind that. And she's also behind this really interesting release called Dog Songs. Now, on the surface, it's just gonna look like a compilation album about dogs. Mostly famous dogs, right? All the proceeds, you know, normally artists get paid for these things, but all these proceeds are going to the ASPCA to help the dogs affected by Hurricane Harvey. How sweet is that? On this compilation that you can get at dogsongs.bandcamp.com, not only is Ali Goertz on it, but Mark freaking Hoppus is on it, Jonah Ray, Nerf Herder, The Double Clicks, Dan freaking Byrne. All right, Dan Byrne, one of my personal heroes. He's on this sucker too. You've got Lucia Fasano, Casey Boyd. There are so many good artists on this compilation, and I had a little internal argument. Which one am I gonna play to represent it? I mean, it would make a lot of sense if I played the Nerf Herder track, because they're pretty much the biggest nerd group on this thing, right? Them and the Double Clicks? Maybe I should be playing that. But I went, no, Ali is the one that put this together. And everybody has set their Google alerts for Ali Goertz. Let's play her song. Her song is about Santa's Little Helper from The Simpsons.
Santos L. Helper.
That's Zantilla with Maggie's Quest off the Chiptunes equals Win Volume 6 compilation. Seems like an odd pick to follow Allie Gertz singing about Santa's Little Helper from The Simpsons, right? No, actually, that tune was inspired by Zantilla's dog, Maggie. In Zantilla's own words, the heart and soul of their home. How could we not play it? And the Chiptunes Win Chip Win compilation. Listen, this thing is no joke. And I'm going to play something else from it in a little bit. But let me just tell you, this thing is 51 tracks for the low, low price of like nothing. It's a, you know, pay what you want kind of thing at chiptuneswin.bandcamp.com. Now, if you're like me and you like to have physical objects with music on it, you can get a USB drive for $15, but 51 songs for any price you want, that is nothing to sniff at. And if you are a fan of chiptunes, you are going to find plenty to love here. You're going to find Trash 80, Oxide, Please Lose Battle, some Boy Meets Robot, who we'll be hearing a little bit later in the show, Turbo Chip, Bubblegum Octopus. Listen, I could just name all 50 artists that are not Zantilla, and you'd be going, that's it, I'm done listening to the podcast, I'm gonna go buy this thing now, so I can't list you any more artists, I want you to stay tuned. Okay, we were contacted right before we were closing up shop by one of our favorite groups, and when I say our, of course, the staff as it stood, the people that you probably heard on air most were myself, Mark with a C, our former program manager, Lauren, also known as the Fifth Sister, Dr. Vern. He did the Tuesday and Thursday night block parties or nerd blends, and Kat Blackard, who did many of our promos. And behind the scenes, you had John Duvall, you had Chuck Silver. But we all like PDX Broadsides quite a bit. And of course, when they had a brand new album coming out called Trust Issues, there was no chance we weren't going to play it on the station, other than the fact that the station was pretty much going to not be there. So how could we do that? And on top of it, they were saying, hey, what about a listening party? Can we do one of those? And I had to secretly say to Christian, listen, keep it under your hat, but I don't know how much longer there's going to be a station. So I promised when we were able to showcase something that I would. Not just because I like to keep promises, but because the PDX Broadsides is a very good band. Jessica, Hollyanna, and Christian always make songs that make us very happy. And when we first found PDX Broadsides, the first things that we'd received, if memory serves, were definitely, you know, pirate themed. And you might be able to extrapolate that from the name because you weren't born yesterday, and the subject matter and feel of the songs has grown exponentially over the years, and Trust Issues was funded by a very successful Kickstarter campaign. You can get your very own copy of Trust Issues at thepdxbroadsides.bandcamp.com. I fought with myself again a little bit about which song to play. I even considered, you know what, let's just do a block of songs from Trust Issues. I went, no, that's a journey you, dear listener, you have to take it for yourself. I'm just going to play a song that we can all relate to if we like where the Star Wars franchise is going, and that is We Want Rey.
But now it's here. Heroic leading ladies, a legitimate career from River Song to River Tam. We march right into Hollywood and shout it, here I am. But when we want to show our pride, we are constantly frustrated. No matter how we try, where are the shirts? Where are the toys? We're looking for our heroines, but all we get are boys. See me in the movies, see me on TV. When I try to shop, I see invisibility. So listen, listen, new demographic speaking. We're the revolution in geeking. Can't you hear us say, we want Rey? So listen, listen, new demographics pleading, no going back, we're not retreating, we're all here to stay, and we want Rey. Our money's good,
So what's the deal? It's like nobody's listening to how consumers feel. So don't be dumb or nonchalant. Just open up your product lines and give us what we want.
You see me in the movies, you see me on TV. When I try to shop, I see invisibility.
So listen, listen, new demographic speaking. We're the revolution in geeking. Can't you hear us say, we want Ray? So listen, listen, new demographics pleading. No going back, we're not retreating. We're all here to stay, and we want Ray. Furiosa and Gamora, Agent Dunham, Amanda Hura, Kara Zor-El, Donna Noble, Wonder Woman,
or Diana,
Buffy Summers, Ellen Ripley, Dana Scully, Xena, Gabby, Captain Janeway, Captain Marvel, Princess Leia,
no bikini,
Kara Thrasen, Sarah Connor, Sarah Lanson, Kendra Saunders, Arya Stark, Peggy Carter. Don't you make this any harder.
Listen, listen, new demographic speaking. We're the revolution.
We're the revolution.
Can't you hear us say,
we want Ray. Can't you hear us?
Listen, listen.
Can't you hear us?
Listen, listen.
Can't you hear us say?
Charlie and them. Charlie's out with Charlie's hanging out with them.
Oh, yeah. Flip the airplane mode.
If you can't reach me, I apologize. Didn't ignore you, I was in disguise. In disguise, man, you know I got a big surprise. Ask me why, cause I'm tryna build an enterprise. Airplane mode on the go,
on the go.
Airplane mode on the go,
on the go.
Airplane mode on the go,
on the go.
Airplane mode on the go. That's when I'm speaking to my homeboys and my mother. No disrespect is intended, but we got juice to uncover. I'm sleepwalking like Tyler Durden, destination to be determined. I got the quenches fire that's burning, we out of here. Like a home run to center field, better near.
Why you don't play locally, man?
I found a better deal.
Why you don't be coming through?
Because you got too comfortable. Stay away a while and find out who really got love for you. Rappers on that Christopher Columbus taking credit, and it's funny, let them tell it, they apparently discovered you. And that's news to me, and usually my cue to be ghosts like the major in a whitewash flick. Quarantined in the lab, writing better jams. Rap Peter Pan, get so fly that I never land. I'm on the tarmac, listening to your hard raps. Charlie Bass hit me like I'm sitting in a car crash. If you can't reach me, I apologize. I didn't ignore you, I was in disguise. In disguise, man, you know I got a big surprise. Ask me why, cause I'm trying to build an enterprise. Airplane mode on the go,
on the go.
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 Thank you for your patience, I ain't mean to keep you waiting. But if you needed a favor, so that train is left the station at this time, make sure your tray tables and seat backs are adjusted. And if you have a request involving money, let's discuss it. Not in public, nah. Keep it concealed like the oxygen. Mask that be dropping like my tapes through every ottoman. Place it firmly on your nose and mouth. And although you don't see these dudes expanding, believe me, yo, plenty air be going out. But fact is forever in fashion. Stay securely fastened in case of turbulent action. While these rappers be yapping, we making it happen. And at this time, you are free to move about the cabin. If you can't reach me, I apologize. I didn't ignore you, I was in disguise. In disguise, man, you know I got a big surprise. Ask me why, cause I'm tryna build an enterprise. Airplane mode on the go,
on the go.
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 album Extra Credit, that's Megaran with Airplane Mode, and the song is clearly about. If you can't get a hold of Megaran, that is because Megaran is working hard. And if I had to describe Megaran to you, that's pretty much what I would tell you. I would say Megaran makes great hip-hop music, and I can never reach the dude. That would be it. Now, it's not like I'm trying to call him every day and go, Ran, listen, I need you to do a thing for... It's not like that. But I know that if I were to try to do that every day, one, he would get very annoyed. And secondly, he'd be like, Mark, come on. I'm playing like 6 shows per hour. Stop it, okay? So, since I'm at a loss for words, I know we all hate when people do this and they regurgitate press releases, but I'm gonna show you a little bit of the description at megaranmusic.com, which is where you would get Extra Credit. So dig it. This is the description. It's, after taking on a rigorous touring schedule, hosting a wrestling podcast, Matt Mania, and making high-profile appearances on WWE television, Philadelphia-born, Phoenix-resident teacher-turned-rapper Megaran returns to release the introspective and enlightening album, Extra Credit, full of storytelling and craftsmanship, etc., etc. Listen, it's not quite the ride that his previous full-length record, I think this is the follow-up to Random, RNDM, I think. I mean, I know Matt Mania happened as well in the beginning, but this feels more like the spiritual follow-up. And this one is not as much like, hey, guess what? Nerdy theme, nerdy theme, nerdy theme. This one is a lot more introspective, even more so to these ears than RNDM. And it's a little bit more Ran than Mega Ran to these ears. Now, I could be way off base. Maybe I haven't spent enough time with it. And that does not mean it's a bad thing. If you're like me, you like to get in on the ground floor of an artist, and then you want to find those true colors. And I think Extra Credit is yet another step in Megaran really coming into his own, being such a force to be reckoned with. He won't just be known for how hard he works. He won't just be known for being one of the hardest working people to bring nerdy music to every single corner. No, he'll just be known for being a great artist. Speaking of great artists, YMCK put out a new record this year called Family Swing, and one of the last things that happened while Nerdy FM was on the air when we were doing the final 3 hours broadcast was somebody actually requested, like, hey, can you play something from YMCK's Family Swing? And I'm like, no, we kind of are going off the air, and I felt really bad. I don't like turning down requests for that. I mean, you know, Nerdy FM was never a request-bound station to begin with. It wasn't the easiest thing for us to do because rights were definitely a factor. But I was like, man, we're kind of going away for a while. I really wish we could fill that request. So I'm going to belatedly do it, and I hope you, the person that requested YMCK, is listening right now. YMCK is a Japanese group, 8-bit. This record, Family Swing... let me just go ahead and read you the description that you'd find at ymck.bandcamp.com. A story set at an exposition in a fictional city, Principality of Retro Wego, YMCK the Phantom Thieves will battle against their fated rivals, the Swinger. The whole album will go on dramatically like a musical. And it really does. It feels like one big song that just happens to have track breaks. Didn't know what to play from it. There's one track that I especially like from this, but it's so unbelievably short, called Slapstick Car Chase, that I went, you know, you probably want to have a little bit more to chew on to decide if this is the way you want to spend your entertainment time. So here you go. This is the theme song from YMCK, The Phantom Thieves, Glory in My Hands.
Thank you. once I woke in the dark, double beat in my heart. And I called for my mother, she came and she gathered me up in her arms. Laughed it off as I cried, wiped the tear from my eye. Told me, child, that the sounds up in the attic are far from only sounds in your mind. There's a man at the top of the stairs, so you stay on the landing. It might seem like you've seen him before, but that's a misunderstanding. Things change, people seem to lose all reasoning. But you're safe, trust that I'll protect you. And if you see the man, call for me. Stay on the landing. Might seem like you've seen him before. That's a misunderstanding. Things change, and people seem to lose all reasoning. But you're safe. Trust that I'll protect you. And if you see the man, pay no mind to what he says, pay no mind to how he lingers. If you see the man move along,
call for me.
Call for me.
I'll be there.
I'll be there.
Call for me.
Call for me.
Don't be scared.
Don't be scared.
Mother's here.
Mother's here. Don't be scared. Mother's here.
Don't be scared.
Mother's here. Mother's here. Mother's here. Mother's here.
We love Chamber Band at Nerdy FM, and that's from their brand new album, Governor's Square. It's the third full-length record, if I'm not mistaken, and it is a much more mellow album than I was expecting. It's based on two different H.G. Wells novels, and you can find out more about it, of course, at chamberband.com. So excited to enter those songs into rotation, but fate said that isn't gonna happen. But if you want to learn more about Chamber Band and Governor's Square specifically, nerdyshow.com, that's where you want to go. There was a whole sort of episode where they got deep into those waters and swam around in it for a little while. Very exciting stuff. Chamber Band is a great interview. We've had the pleasure of hosting, I think now, two listening parties for their records, and I certainly don't want to make, like, tiers of quality out of nerdy music, but I'll tell you what. If you go to the average, listen, I'm gonna level with you. It's just me and you here, right? You know as well as I do that if you play some just random stick-it-on-shuffle nerdy music for the average person on the street, they might go, "You are weird, what are you listening to?" And this is why you spend so much time alone. Chamber Band is one of those groups where you can kind of slide it by unnoticed. You can just play it for them and they'll go, hey, that's pretty. Who's that? You know, Chamber Band. And then later, they might realize, oh crap, they swindled me into listening to nerdy music. Ah, we love Chamber Band. You know who else we love is Jonathan Colton. And you know who else we love? We love the Double Clicks. The Double Clicks put out a new record this year called Love Problems, and let me tell you a little something about the Double Clicks. Now, if you're a listener of Nerdy Show and Nerdy FM, you've heard of the group before, and you know that the Double Clicks are sisters, Angela and Aubrey, and they make really fun, geeky music. Really great songwriters. But they've been getting a little bit more successful, and that's because they work so flippin' hard. But this record, Love Problems, dig it. It debuted at number one on Billboard's comedy charts. It hit number 23 on the Americana folk charts, and number 9 on the indie charts. Okay, that's 1, 2, 3 chart placings for Billboard. Recently, in my Facebook feed, I was reminded of an article that was written about a Random Encounter show here in Orlando, and the journalist who wrote about the show kind of just painted the fans as nerdy basement dwellers, you know, and it was nice to see them get out and, you know, be around human beings or something. Anyways, opinions vary about this article, but the tone of condescension was impossible to miss. And it's numbers like those that you point to, going, yeah, yeah, who's dwelling in the basement? Those are real, definable numbers of success. And beyond that, the Double Clicks, and most of these nerdy groups anyways, they're successful because they artistically satisfy themselves, and because the fans are satisfied with the entertainment, and they're moved by it, and they're inspired by it. Have you ever looked at the comment section of Nothing to Prove, the video by the Double Clicks? Now, I'm not talking about the jerks. We can just cast those aside. As a matter of fact, I don't even know why I'm telling you to read the comments for anything. But all the other comments, people who said, I needed this song. I needed to hear what you've said. On its best days, that's what nerdy music is capable of. And those Billboard chart numbers, you know how few people are buying albums nowadays. Nerdy music is still breaking down barriers, and we have people like the Double Clicks to thank for that. I'm gonna play you a song from the record that it's not just them, but they also feature Jonathan Colton on it. So we're killing two birds with one stone here. Dig this great song. This is Big Bang.
Nothing, and then the universe just starts.
I don't know when it happened, but at some point in the past 2 years we started on a path that leads to two broken hearts.
What happens next? In space, everything starts moving out, and in between all of the planets is a big and empty vacuum.
What happened next? Somehow our bed becomes 30 miles wide. It's impossible to see that we're still living in the same room.
It's weird to think there was nothing in the whole universe, and then molecules were everywhere.
It's weird to think the way we haven't touched in months, that we were ever together, that we were ever. And I resent the way your molecules are everywhere. Be a house after a party, after a dress, after you bought me a ring.
But instead, we've grown apart.
We've grown apart. We've grown apart. But babe, since the Big Bang, so has everything. Grown apart.
Are you having a good time so far? I hope you are. In case you are, and you want to tell a friend about it, that means you're supporting us. Just head to Facebook.com/nerdyshow or at nerdyshow at Twitter. Retweet something we've said. Tell people about this podcast, nerdyshow.com. Share it with a bud. Share it with a pal. Share it with someone you've never met. It'll be spam, but hey, it might work, right? People still open those Nigerian Prince emails. If you want to monetarily support us and keep these nerdy tunes rocking your airwaves, patreon.com/nerdyshow or nerdyshow.com/patreon. Either way you want to work it, we will take your support and we will pay you back in spades. All the perks you can handle, but back to the music.
Slept. They fought hard and they shattered most, and now it's like a town of ghosts. At the kindergarten, oh, at the kindergarten, you and me, we best stick together. There's nowhere that we belong, but together we'll be strong. They say we came out wrong, but join in and sing this song. 'Cause I'm a kindergarten kid, yeah, yeah. 'Cause I'm a kindergarten kid, yeah, yeah. And you're a kindergarten kid, yeah, yeah. 'Cause you're a kindergarten kid.
That's the Shakeups, and we never had a chance to play them on Nerdy FM. How this worked was, I got an email from the Shakeups saying, hey, we're releasing this album, Shakeups in Beach City, and we were wondering if you'd like to play some of our Steven Universe-inspired music, and I went, absolutely, I would love to do that. Problem was, I received that email while I was in Canada recording my next record. And then one thing led to another, and sometimes you just don't get around to doing your job. And look, I'd rather just be honest with you about that. We never got around to putting them in rotation, and it's a real shame because not only is it very good, as you heard, that track Kindergarten Kid, but they are such a good band. They write the catchiest songs, and bet your bottom dollar that's not the last you're going to hear of the Shakeups here on the show. The Shakeups themselves, well, I mean, they've been working hard for a number of years. They're based out of the Midwest. You can find out more about them at theshakeups.net. My Little Pony fans, don't worry, they got stuff for you. They got the Shakeups in Ponyville. All original music based on My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic. I highly recommend checking into them because this is one of those groups where even if you don't understand the source material, even if you don't totally get what inspired the material itself, the music transcends all of that. They're just great melodies. They're well performed, they're fun, and this is one of those deals where they're even safe for the little ears. I can't say enough good things about the Shakeups, and listen, the Shakeups, if you're listening, hi, I'm Mark with a C. I'm the one who wrote you that email saying I'm in Canada and I will get around to this when I get back to the United States, and then I completely failed to do so, and I completely, wholeheartedly apologize to you. I am human and a bad one sometimes. But I'm gonna make it up to you, and hopefully this is the beginning of that. Meanwhile, Shakeups, if you're up to new stuff, please tell me about it, because I want to tell everybody else who's listening to my apology. Okay, let's move on to some other tracks. You ever heard of Mazdamine? That's M-A-S, capital D-A, capital M-I-N-D, Mazdamine. Played quite a bit of Mazdamine on Nerdy FM when the station was 24/7, got a track called 100 Lives, and it's a parody of New York by Ja Rule, but it's also a tribute to the NES, and since we all tried to stand in line for the classic SNES, I think it's time that we just, one, find everyone who says, you're dumb for wanting that. Build a Raspberry Pi. We tell them, hey, knock it off, okay? We get it. We've heard it. We want this object. Just let us like things. And play this song while we shake off that misplaced anger. This is 100 Lives by Mazdamine.
I got 100 lives, 100 hits, with just a few shots. I got an NES classic 8-bit console with used ROM. I got 100 lives, 100 hits, win with just a few shots. I got an NES classic 8-bit console with used ROM. And I blow. Enter the cartridge, the carnage has started. Power glove, excite, bite, now it's time to strike. Tetris acquired, your top score can be higher. So take out them silly games with no skills required. Controls wired, red buttons, B and A, outer square gray, select start gray, and you'll be feeling pretty hostile, with challenges colossal and enemies coming at you. Mike Tyson's punch out, be the king of every round, voice chip is the sweetest sound. Gotta love the years of gaming spent in your house. I set my TV to channel 3 and Duke It Out. The new kids don't understand what the love is about. Duck Hunt is DuckTales, bring all your games out. Konami Code, Super Mario, uncovering new plots with just a few shots.
I got 100 lives, 100 hits, but with just a few shots, few shots. I got an NES Classic 8-bit console with Rob, use Rob. I got 100 lives, 100 hits, but with just a few shots, few shots. I got an NES Classic 8-bit console with Rob, Nintendo always
up, up, down, down, left, right, left, right. Look at those graphics, man, they're so tight. 8-bit melodies bringing back memories of gameplay from a day that was before me. But my family let me play the NES consistently, trying to gather pieces of the Triforce constantly. Just one more level on Super Mario, I'm sure that the princess is in there this time. In my prime, 8-bit blisters, Mega Man, Buster Cannon, trying to master the blaster, trying to beat these levels, seeing who can get through them faster. And anytime I feel the nostalgia, I got an emulator, hold a virtual console. When it comes to these games, man, I'm an old soul. When I put the cartridge in, it seems so magical to me. Nintendo switching up the game since 83.
I got 100 lives, 100 hits, went with just a few shots, few shots. Like guns and deep pads be lit, man, forget what you bought. Can't take 8-bit for granted, their lives are too short, too short. I got 100 lives, 100 hits, went with just a few shots. Nintendo always rules.
It couldn't be sweeter when lives are switched, depending on how you treat it. You might get a glitch, it's guaranteed you're gonna die with no codes put in. So with 2 or 3 entered, you might just win. Started up and played for a long time. When I got stuck, my friends and fam were the original gaming guide. So it has awoken, like when Nintendo swerved us using Samus and brought my eyes open. I still hold a title, focus too good unless we're talking motorcycles. Contraman's coming in with full rifles. Even when I'm bumming, I still get the Triforce hot. I'm not like you. Cuber be hopping and shifting in the air. Firebrand swooping, attacking in the air. Yeah, I got a Genesis and 64, but we talking NES, man, that's the GOAT.
I got 100 lives, 100 hits, one with just a few shots, few shots. I got an NES Classic 8-bit console with use Rob, use Rob.
I got 100 lives, 100 hits, went with just a few shots, few shots.
I got an NES Classic 8-bit console with use Rob.
Nintendo always rules.
Goodbye to you and me.
try to call me Ben, but you'll all know my name and my power when I complete my training. You'll all be saying, now you fear Kylo Ren.
Stuff from Boy Meets Robot, that's It's Not Easy Being Kylo Ren, and you know, we all had a good laugh about Kylo Ren being emo, and Boy Meets Robot went, you know what, needs an emo theme song to go with it. I applaud you, Boy Meets Robot. So, did you dig it? Check out boymeetsrobot.bandcamp.com and check out the EP that precedes this called The Robots Will Kill Us All. Boy Meets Robot, we didn't know anything about, and they just sort of dropped out of the sky. Sent us the email and we're like, hey, would you like to play this? And we were like, what? How are you just like making this secretly? Why? What the hell is going on? And that's what happens sometimes when you email us at radio@nerdyshow.com and say, hey, would you like to play my nerdy jams? We take a listen, and we do listen to everything, and we go, oh my god, where have you been hiding? No, seriously, this happens more often than you'd think. Now, we do spend a fair amount of time seeking out great nerdy music, but the best are when someone meekly emails us and goes, I made a little thing, and it ends up ripping your face off. Boy Meets Robot was one of those, and I think that you, dear listener, you could possibly be the next one. Don't shy away from contacting us at radio@nerdyshow.com with a direct link to where we can download your music and full permission to play it, because we need that. Consent is important, even in podcasts. Got new stuff on the way right now from Corey Johnson and Martial Art. We played quite a bit of Corey Johnson on Nerdy FM. These artists just did a collaborative post-prog rock chiptune kind of thing. It's only four tracks, but they're four amazing tracks paying tribute to some of the most beloved video game Time Lords, Ness, Chrono, Link, and Sans. This track that we're going to play is Towns 1 from... It's a different take on the tune that was on Corey Johnson's Earthbound album. Take a listen. Grab a nice beverage, curl up by the fire. Unless you're listening to this in summer, in which case, put out that fire, you're going to hurt yourself, and you really do need to pour yourself something to drink. You need to stay hydrated. This is not how human bodies work. Unless you're a Cylon. If you're a Cylon, we got questions. Here's Martial Art and Corey Johnson with Towns 1, Hello World.
Thank you.
Carbohydro M. It's another track from the Chiptunes Win 6 compilation. The tune is called The Light of Justice. According to the liner notes here, it's kind of a tribute and kind of a continuation of the work of Skumo. I know I'm not saying this right. Skumo? It's last name T-S-U-K-U-M-O. If you'd like to correct me, go right ahead. We're all going to mispronounce things, and I'll tell you what, one of the most embarrassing moments of mispronunciation ever was when, if you remember the geek pop duo Debs and Errol, I hosted a release party for what turned out to be their last EP, and instead of saying Totoro, which I probably just said wrong anyways, I slipped and I said Totoro, and they were having a chat on their website where people were listening, and like before Debs and Errol even were on the air speaking, their chat room was just ablaze with people taking me to task for mispronouncing things. And I think I do it so often because it's this mix of, well, I've spent a lot of time living in Florida, but I also kind of grew up on the West Coast, so I've got this weird, lazy Californian tongue and then this Southern accent that peeps through, and it makes me want to do two completely different things, almost none of which make my tongue anything less than Anglo in pronunciations. I have to work to say almost anything right ever. If it's not a word that you would hear at your average McDonald's, I probably can't say it. I will struggle. If you'd like to hear a great example of that, listen to my album Popular Music. There's a track called Brand New Thing. I massacre some French. It's one of my friends, Leslie, who sang with me in Claire and the Potatoes, one of her favorite things that I ever did. She loved how I mispronounced things all the time, including her name. I would say Leslie. She would go, no, it's Leslie. Endless source of humor for her, laughing at me. Now that I've exposed all of my faults, flaws, and fears to you, I have to say thank you so much for tuning in to this maiden voyage for Nerdy FM in podcast form. Do you like me? Do you like what I do? My name's Mark with a C. You can support me at patreon.com/MarkWithAC. You can get my music at markwithac.bandcamp.com. On Twitter, you can follow me at MarkFi, M-A-R-C-F-I. And on Facebook, I'm facebook.com/MarkWithACMusic. Nerdy FM? How about that? Pretty good, right? Facebook.com/NerdyFM. We're at Nerdy FM on Twitter. Nerdy.fm will pretty much just take you back to Nerdy Show, but you should also be checking out nerdyshow.com so that you can check out all of the other great programming here. Listen, we have spent so much time playing new material, but your feedback means the world to us because we are not just doing this to please ourselves, though sometimes we are. If there's something you want to hear, if there's more of something that you think we should know about, first, you gotta tell us about that. And the best way to reach us to do this is leave some comments on the Nerdy FM Facebook page or tweet right at us. And keep in mind, we only play what we have the rights to play. So if you've got this buddy and you're saying, hey, you're not playing my buddy's music, what up with that? You need to talk to your buddy and have your buddy contact us, because we can't just go, you're right, we'll play him first and ask forgiveness later. That never works for anybody, makes anybody happy. So this is how it's got to be done. But we thrive on keeping you happy, entertaining your ear canals with the nerdy jams that you want to hear and the nerdy jams that you don't know that you want to hear yet. So feedback on this first episode would be more than welcomed. But since we've been playing so much stuff, I'm going to play one from me, and it's a classic track. Now, Power Salad's been around for a number of years, and as the program director for Nerdy FM, I'm not a stranger to Power Salad, but I went, oh, that's very nice. Didn't really explore until Power Salad, Chris Mezzalesta of Power Salad at least, was on the same bill that I was at a con, MarsCon, earlier this year, and I only caught like the last 5 minutes of the set. He was closing with the theme to the Mr. McPoodle show. I went, hey, this is pretty good, and I picked up a CD at the merch booth. It was called Sweat Equity, and kind of sat. I didn't play it probably as quickly as I should have, and besides, I was out of town. I didn't have a CD player at my disposal. Power Salad put out his first vinyl release this year, which of course, if you know anything about Mark with a C, you know that I heard vinyl and I perked right up. It was a lathe cut, and it cost about $40, and I could not afford that. Power Salad went, I don't care what you can afford, you're gonna have this. So, sent me this record, Vaudeville. I loved this record, Vaudeville. I started really digging into Power Salad's tracks on Bandcamp, but again, if you know anything about Mark with a C, you know that I don't bond with music as well as I probably should until I've got some physical manifestation of it. This is just how I have been since I was little. I need to kind of have and hold and look at the artwork and smell the damn thing. So I went and asked Chris Mezzalesta, hey, if I were gonna check out more Power Salad and know that I'm on a budget, like I'm not making all that much money. I'm a nerd musician too. I'm not flush with cash. If I were just gonna get one other record, which one should I get? And Chris Mezzalesta said, well, here's the three options that I would suggest. I'm like, that's three is not one. I cannot do that. Okay, fine. So I ordered the 7-inch that put Power Salad on the map with the Dementia fans, and that was Codependency, and I ordered a compact disc called Love with a Side of Fries, and lo and behold, after Hurricane Irma had knocked out my power and Duke Energy had drugged their feet for 7 freaking days to restore it, voila, a box arrived. A box full of glory. It was the entire works of Power Salad. But I'm going to play you the track that made me go, hold on, Power Salad is working on a completely different level than the average everyday nerdy musician, all right? So this track came out on the Sweat Equity album. So this was a record that people were picking up because they dug the song My Cat is Afraid of the Vacuum Cleaner. And it's like a 10 or 11 year old album. Like it's been around. But as soon as I listened to this song, I went, hold on, this opening track is light years beyond what people are composing for vocal music in most of the nerdy music I'm hearing. What's going on? And I tried to tell people about it, but remember how I was just telling you about pronouncing things and how I'm just absolutely terrible at it? Okay, well, that's all gonna come together now. The song that I'm going to play you is called I Saw the Coelacanths, but I kept saying coelacanths because that's what the word looks like to me. As a matter of fact, to even say that word for you here on the episode, I had to go to YouTube and hear a couple people say it and practice it a few times. I saw the coelacanths. I hope I'm saying it right. I messaged Chris and I said, this is the greatest song that Steely Dan never wrote. I had no idea it was an intentional style parody. I just thought he was doing those, what they call, mu chords. I thought this was just like what he churned out. Who in nerd music is making a musical tribute to Steely Dan's 2000 album, Two Against Nature? Freaking Power Salad, that's who. The whole Power Salad catalog is available to you at powersalad.bandcamp.com, and I'm recording this in October of 2017, and Power Salad is based in Texas. Texas got really messed up by Hurricane Harvey, and right now, and I don't know how long this is going to last, but as of right now, all the proceeds that go to Power Salad Music are actually being given to the victims of Hurricane Harvey. So you can get some great music and help some folks out. I've been Mark with a C. I will see you next time. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for supporting nerdy music. Let us know what you think. And here's Power Salad with a track that I'm not gonna try to say the title of again. Bye-bye.
Scene. Me nature. soldier boy. The oatmeal city at my back, I walk face first into a new age of slack. New shiny toy. And the red race runs, no stopping for no one, till I realize it's there before my eyes. And before I knew it,
I swept the seal against.
It hit me out of the blue.
My record label is Marianne.
Now I understand, cause
I swept the seal against.
We're hanging up black crepe. Well, high is that for me. The finish line always in sight, but triumph waits another night. There ain't no answer, let it be. And the red race runs without a starting gun. Try it on for size, and they call you wise. And before I knew it,
I saw the seal again.
Before a loop,
the Aztecs used to cook amaranth.
Now I understand, cause
I saw the seal against.
Video implants make it clear as the elevator takes me down. No question now, it's time to jump into the fray that's known as Barrytown. Barrytown. Car. And the red race runs until it's set and